to your local club to find amazing limited-time offers. Pick up 80% Angus ground chuck for only $2.98 a pound. Or save on delicious boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $1.88 a pound. Join Sam's Club today and get summer cooking with incredible prices on premium meats, the freshest produce, and more. Join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
On the Talkback Show. On the radio. At the local bar.
Welcome back. It is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Hope you're having a great Friday the 13th. I'm Bill Cleveland.
And for Frank O'Pinion.
Who is this band? It's an 80s band.
It was Inks, like you mentioned
earlier. Oh, Inks. NXS. Yeah. Okay. That's right, Inks. That's right. The guy used to say
the guy
Inks.
The guy that ate people's lunches called it Inks.
It was Inks. Somebody used to say it was a song called Alibis, but he called it Alibis.
Oh, my God.
There's so many things. So many things.
It's great to have you folks with. Well, this is very exciting. I don't think I've ever talked to him on this show. Do we have, like, does it make music you play for him? I'm sorry, I don't know.
That was it.
Oh, that was it?
No, we don't have any. We do on Tuesday.
Sorry,
but
so
yeah.
Confusing. Oh, not on Friday.
Not on Friday.
Well,
no.
Okay,
no.
Fine. Well, sorry, Colin.
Sorry.
Be more professional. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, he sat in a couple of times on the trivia show and was very, he's
really?
I hate that because he's a lot smarter than me. You know, you don't want somebody with you that's a lot smarter. You know what I'm saying?
He has an intercom to my headphones in here, and he's
telling you things,
chiming in. I know this.
Well, here he is. We'll give him a big Friday welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Bill.
And how's it going? Isn't it beautiful outside? Have you been able to go outside? Is your newsroom outside? You guys have the outside studios yet?
No, we don't even have a window. It's a lot like a casino. They don't want us to know what time it is.
At least, at least you have a...
it's a cement box.
It's beautiful outside.
You get to look at John Carney every day, though.
Well, yeah, there's the
he's
gift.
He's kind of like a sun.
That's a plus.
There's the gift that
I'm
keeps on
like
giving.
Sun.
Yes. All right.
I'm an eclipse.
That wasn't me, John, if you're listening.
We did mention, he tells me every day, mention my show.
Mention my show.
So there, we mentioned the John Carney show.
He kind of sounds like the Penguin from the Batman movies.
He does a little bit.
They had a goat in the studio, is that correct today?
Yeah, there was a giant goat. A guy's walking cross country with a goat right now to raise money for...
I think that was
orphanage.
Josh Gilbert.
No, Josh shaved recently. That wasn't Josh.
Okay. Make sure.
So how have you been? Oh, fine.
Okay. What's the deal on the goat? Not that we care.
The guy's walking cross country. There's a guy walking cross country to raise money for an orphanage in Nairobi, and his goat got attacked by a dog in St. Louis, so he's spending a little extra time here.
The goat is recouping?
Yeah.
Well, that's why this is the world's most...
It didn't look like the goat was recouping today. I saw the video. It had a big old pack on its back.
He needed something to carry his stuff for him. Walking.
So he makes the
goat.
So
he got a goat. Yeah, the goat carries. It has like a pack and carries stuff for him.
My back hurts.
So he was coming through town, and a dog attacked the goat.
Yeah, dog downtown somewhere. Dog got into it with his goat, I guess.
Well, I'd like to see the statistics on goat violence downtown. I mean, it's through the roof too.
We could have warned him ahead of time. Don't go through downtown.
take 270. Go around. You don't want to go through downtown.
Does the goat get to ride Metrolink?
All right. So, Colin, it's good to have you in here. And
indeed.
Are you having fun watching movies and stuff?
You know, it's tough. I soldier through. No, I love it. It's great. I love watching movies. I get to watch movies every week. And
I have not been to a movie theater in I can't tell you how long.
Well, tell him the story. He told us this, I think, his first day on with us. You did something when you were in college. You did something in a Blockbuster, right? You had a deal where it was unlimited movies. You paid for them when it became like a monthly service, right?
You remember Blockbuster, instead of just checking one movie out at a time, you could say, I'll give you $15 a month and you let me rent movies.
No, I don't remember that.
Well,
they had passes.
You could spend $15,
$20. It was towards the latter end of their run.
It was shortly before they said, no late fees.
But this was after, like, you know, cassettes and stuff. You're talking DVDs.
I mean, I'm not that younger than you are, Bill.
I don't know.
I remember Blockbuster when they had reel to reel.
That was probably the last time I went in a Blockbuster was when they still had the
Please be kind and rewind. Access.
Yeah.
That's a great joke by comedian John Mulaney. He says, I was on the phone with Blockbuster the other day, and that's a really old-fashioned sentence.
Wow. All right, so tell me about the deal.
So you could spend $15 and essentially take out one movie at a time, and when you brought it back, you could bring a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lived right above the Blockbuster on the Loop. That's where the Cicero's right next to that. And I didn't have cable. So one summer, I just went down, I bought the thing. I started at A's in the action movies, and I watched all of them. And then I moved past the action and into the next category. I mean, it was just everything. There was no deciding, oh, I'm going to watch this. It was just in alphabetical order through the entire thing.
So now, is that why they went out of business because of your deal? Did you push them over?
No, but I love movies. So this is cool. Fun for me to get to do this.
Right.
And I've got a 2.5, almost 3-year-old daughter at home. And before I started doing this, well, I don't think I'd seen a movie in theaters in a year and a half, 2 years. So... it's nice. It's a perk.
All right. So what's the movie this week?
Well, the movie this week, there's two movies out. I only got to see one of them. The two movies out, How to Train Your Dragon 2. That's a sequel. Did not get to see that, but I'm hearing good things. The one I did see, 22 Jump Street.
Oh,
yeah, you were correcting me earlier that it's not a television. It used to be a television show, right?
21 Jump Street.
This
was.
This is the second. They already did a 21 Jump Street movie, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to a movie in a while.
This one, they're going to college, correct?
Correct. That's a great place to start. 21 Jump Street followed the path of the TV show. They were undercover cops trying to uncover a drug ring in high school. It stars Channing Tatum, mm-hmm. Jonah Hill. First one, low expectations. People, I don't think they're going to be very funny. Hilarious movie. Great. Everyone loved it. It made tons of money.
Who was in the TV show, 21 Jump
Johnny
Street?
Depp, right?
Johnny Depp and...
Richard Grieco?
There you go.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Champion.
Richard Grieco, who was in Night at the Roxbury.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Trying to hone in on your success
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's not going to work.
Every time I hear that name, I think of Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. And now here's Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Derailed everything.
Yeah. So, the first one, really low expectations. Very funny movie, made lots of money. I really enjoyed it. That was sort of the unanimous. Everyone really liked it. 22 Jump Street. At the end of 21 Jump Street, Ice Cube, who is the...
he's my favorite.
Angry police chief, says to them, we got a new assignment for you. You're going to college.
Mm.
So the opening scenes of 22 Jump Street set up how it's going to play out. They realize that it's a sequel, that it might even be a cash grab. So when the first thing that comes up is it says, previously on 21 Jump Street. And it goes over like a quick 3-minute what happened in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a joke as if it's a TV show.
Right.
And then 22 Jump Street. And they refer to it throughout the entire thing. They realize they are a sequel. And everything that's happening in the movie, they sort of equate to being a sequel in the movie. So an example of that, they say budgets are always higher on sequels. We all know that. So they're getting their assignment, getting ready to go off to college. And they walk into the church where their headquarters is. And... everything is brand new. It's touchscreen televisions. Everything's glass. It looks gorgeous. And Ice Cube tells them, oh, you were so successful last time. They gave us all this money. So we're just spending it on ridiculous things. And so it's self-referential in that way. It's really funny to see that. They're kind of looking outside the movie in and they're poking fun at themselves.
Hang on a second. Do you know what self-referential means?
Referential. Yes.
Referential.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's self-deprecating. They're making fun of themselves. Thank you. Exactly.
Well, you can't lose the news image entirely.
Oh. They talk about themselves. What do you want me to say?
You're fine. I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's my problem.
No, it's all right. So that's a great thing about this. You can see that they realize, okay, people might be skeptical. All the comedies, Will Ferrell movies, for example. I mean, they beat an idea into the ground until it's not funny.
Right.
Well, it turns out this one is pretty funny. I mean, all in all, it's a pretty funny movie. My largest problem, though, the funniest scenes in the movie are about them talking about how it's a sequel. And that just gets kind of tired by the end.
Right.
And then the funniest scene, in my opinion, in the entire movie illustrates the issue with comedic sequels. There's a scene that revolves around Ice Cube with Jonah Hill, their parents, and they're all at a parents' weekend at the college. And Ice Cube, for some reason, inexplicably, is married to Queen Latifah. So she's in a scene, one scene in the entire movie for maybe 2 minutes. And they clearly spent the money to get her in there. She doesn't say anything remotely funny. There's no reason. And it just sort of illustrates the problem with the movie. They get that it's supposed to be over the top, but there's no point. And but that's there's definitely funny scenes. I would say, you know, it has funny moments. It's not going to live up to the original. If you really love the original, I think you're going to go into this with expectations that are just probably a little bit too high. But there are still funny scenes. You know, they go to college, sort of reacclimating to that whole lifestyle because they are not young actors anymore. And they play into that, how they both look finally much older than even college students, because Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill. And so there's a great scene when they actually meet their across the room neighbors in their dorm hall.
Crow's feet under your eyes, man. You specific.
We're actually just normal college age.
I mean, well, even if you're a little older, that's cool, man. Because, you know, girls here love older dudes.
That's true.
Plus, it's math girls are here, man.
I don't know. At the end of the day, you just kind of want something that's just a little deeper, really.
Yeah,
deeper.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. Oh, snap, man. We're still saying the same thing. This is amazing. Carrots. Pumpernickels, glow sticks, twins.
That's crazy. We have that brother connection too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Pirates,
paper clips,
baby
bananas.
Feet,
I don't know.
Anger,
words.
Quicksand.
Shoes.
Boom.
Yeah,
that was
great. So there you go. And that's probably the longest running gag in the thing is they play brothers. But everyone looks at Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum and sees they can't possibly play brothers. So the sort of on-running joke is that they're a couple.
So let me ask you, you're a movie fan.
Yes.
I'm pretty cheap when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Yes.
This does not sound like a movie that you absolutely have to see at the theater. Do you find yourself I had a stroke. Excuse me. Did you find yourself not going to a film because, you know, you don't
you
have
wait
to see it up
see
on
it
the
at home?
Exactly, because now everyone's got the big TVs, they've got the fancy, you know, Blu-ray players or whatever.
So let's look at a movie last week versus this week. Last week, The Fault in Our Stars came out. It made a bucket of money. It's going to do really well again this year. It's probably going to slip, if I had to guess, to number three. It's still going to be the number three movie. That is a movie you 100% do not need to see in theaters because you are going to cry like a young child. I mean, you are going to sob more than likely. This movie is funny. I think it's helped out when you see it in a big theater. I think comedies.
But you can hear other people.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You want to hear a whole room laughing.
It's why you go
something.
See stand-up comedy with other people and right. Not, you know.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So I think that science fiction blockbusters and comedies should be seen in theaters because they're a shared experience. You want to see. Have you seen the movie Gravity?
Yes.
Did you see it in the theater?
I'll tell you what I saw. I saw it in Branson, Missouri, and I had like a night off and I was on my way to Dallas, and so I stopped in Branson, and I went to the theater and I watched it, and some moron kid sat in front of me texting on his phone during Gravity. I was so mad. I was so excited because I was in the big deal, you know, like the thing, the IMAX.
Omni,
whatever. And I was so excited, and this damn kid, but he had like four buddies with him, and I was just by myself, so I didn't say anything. Otherwise, I would have yelled, but I didn't want to get beat up by a bunch of punks. So that was that's a good.
Story, got up right? And moved. I told the usher.
There was nowhere to go. Place was packed.
So that's the idea: is that if you saw in a theater, you understand Gravity's great. If you've watched it at home, you are like, what happened? I thought this movie was great.
Right?
Doesn't translate. I think comedies. Exactly the same thing.
That's funny. That's an interesting point, though. I did not think of that.
So I would say if you want to go laugh this weekend, we're very fortunate. There have been two comedies, really big comedies, released this summer. A Million Ways to Die in the West was not good. Not. This is good. I didn't think it was as good as the first one. It's still funny, though. I didn't sit there not laughing. So
okay.
I would say go see this. Now, that being said, I think How to Train Your Dragon is going to win the box office this weekend because it's a family movie. I mean,
animated.
Yeah, animated movie. Everyone I've talked to who's seen it already has said it's just really cool, great. I wish I could have seen it.
And the first one did really well, too, didn't it?
First one was, I really liked the first one. Yeah, it's touching. Here's the thing. Here's my sort of note as we reach sort of the midpoint of kind of blockbuster season. This week, you can't go and see a bad movie, really. There's not going to be a movie in the theaters that's going to be bad, new or old, really. The old ones are sort of cycling out. So if you're going to go see a movie, it's a great time. The second thing, we have had great movies all summer.
You were saying that. That's a good thing, because for a while there, we were all just like, oh, I think Hollywood's dead. They haven't come up with any original ideas, and they haven't put out anything great.
And you know what? The Tom Cruise movie didn't do well at the box office.
Go see that still. But if you have not seen Edge of Tomorrow, go see that.
Everybody's saying that's one of his best.
Oh, yeah. It's his best in years.
And you're saying it did not do well?
No. $28 million the first weekend?
Do well.
People are tired of Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think so.
Get untired of Tom Cruise and go see that movie. It's good.
Really?
But
I will not apologize for who I am.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
No.
Sorry, Tom.
22 Jump Street, I give it a C+, but it's still a good summer comedy.
All right.
Now, that being said, there's a few other things, movie news to talk about. You guys Star Wars fans at all?
I heard Harrison Ford was injured.
Exactly.
Did he get airlifted out?
What happened? I didn't hear the details.
He hurt his ankle.
He got injured, hurt his ankle. They're investigating him for possibly chest injuries. He was, and this is, I don't know how accurate this is, crushed by a part or piece of the Millennium Falcon. Something happened. So we've learned a few things. The Millennium Falcon's definitely in the movie, is one of them.
Like, that's what you take from that story.
Wasn't
he like the engineer of the ship, too?
He flies the ship.
Well, I mean, yeah, essentially. Yes.
The Force was not with Harrison.
Poor guy's probably in a hospital bed, and we're here laughing.
Well, he's like 72.
He's not a young man.
He's 72?
Yeah. 71, but yeah, he's 71. Right.
Wow! I would have said 60s, but 72. Holy crap.
Still doing that, and the movie takes place 30 years after Return of the Jedi, so I guess it will say that's why he's aged. Although it's been about 40 years, but just the same.
Wow.
That's why he's aged. A few other things. If you didn't see this, were you a fan of last year? Was it last year?
I was a fan of last year.
Sharknado?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, no.
Sharknado? Well, Sci-Fi Channel has promised a Sharknado 2, and we now have the first trailer for Sharknado 2. The title is literally Sharknado 2, the second one.
Oh, nice. Good.
They brought back both the big stars, right? Ian Ziering and...
the guy from Beverly Hills, 90210?
And
Tara Reid.
That's right. They both signed on.
Matt Lauer make cameos in this as Al Roker and Matt Lauer talking about how dangerous the Sharknado is on the Today Show.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised Tara Reid is still alive, to be quite honest.
The only thing she has to live for is Sharknado.
Wow.
How many sequels there are.
Wow. And what's his name? Ian what?
Ian Ziering.
Yeah. So that is that comes out. Mark your calendars now, July 30th. It's a Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on Sci-Fi, Sharknado 2, the second one. Dumb and Dumber 2. Dumb and Dumber is 20 years old now.
You know what? I heard that on the radio the other day. I just heard it right now. You just said it.
You did.
And I cannot believe that.
Yeah. I love Dumb and Dumber.
Now, they tried a...
The bathroom scene. It's priceless.
The scene on the scooter, when they're driving on the scooter to visit Mary Samsonite.
I just cannot believe it's been 20 years. That's absolutely insane.
Yes. The trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2, that's T.O., the first true sequel with Harry and Lloyd reprised by Jim Carrey and... Why can't I think of his name? Jeff Daniels.
Did you see them on Jimmy Fallon the other night?
No, I did not.
They had a thing. They did a skit on Jimmy Fallon with fake arms because they said that Jim Carrey had something in his contract. You've got to go on YouTube and watch this thing. It's so stupid. It is hysterical. But Jim Carrey said that he had it in his contract that he could not show his arms. And Jeff Daniels said that he had arm acne real bad, so he couldn't show his arms. So they used fake arms.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they were in a restaurant and they were cooking.
Are you a fan of Jimmy Fallon?
I think he's done a pretty good job.
I think he's fantastic.
But then again, I'm the minority. Have you watched Seth Meyers? I actually really think he does a pretty good job most of the
time. I've seen it three times now, and every time I thought, holy crap, this is the worst thing I've seen in my entire life.
No, see, I really like it, especially when he gets the SNL alums, and they did a masterpiece theater of all the sketches that got cut, that they brought back from SNL that used to get cut that never saw the light of day.
Oh, see, I missed that. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is so talented. Yes. It's unbelievable.
Jimmy Fallon's pretty unbelievable.
Did you hear, he had Barbara Walters on the other night. Did you see this? All right, so he's interviewing Barbara Walters, and I guess every time he's got a guest on, he asks them to do something kind of funny. And they did not do what he wanted, but he had asked Barbara Walters because he heard that she liked bubble baths. He actually asked Barbara Walters if she would do the interview in a bubble bath with him. And she apparently said, no, I'm not doing it. But that was the first thing they talked about when she came out, was that Jimmy Fallon picked up the phone and called and said, Barbara, would you do the interview with me in a bubble bath? We'll be on both sides of the bubble. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
See, I like that idea, though.
Oh, it would have been fantastic, but I don't know if I want to see Barbara.
So the trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2 is out. Game of Thrones, if you guys are fans, the season finale is this Sunday. And to give you an idea what the writers and actors and everyone associated with it thinks, the Emmy nominations are going out. The HBO submitted only one episode of Game of Thrones this season for any Emmy, and it is the season finale. So if you're a fan of that, be excited. It's got a lot of buzz. It looks to be good. And then Father's Day this weekend, if you are scrambling for a gift, there's something that I think gets overlooked often, and I feel it's my obligation as a movie TV person. If your dad loves movie TVs, music even, Amazon Prime right now, it's $99. It got slammed way back when they bumped it from $79 to $99. It's $99 for the year. You get the two-day shipping for Prime. You get their on-demand library of movies, TV, and all that, as well as now music. They've added a streaming music service for $99. I mean, it costs you $200 to get all the other. So that's a great Father's Day gift. Hopefully my wife is listening. And then...
oh. Wink, wink.
I get it now. Wait, is your daughter
supposed to buy this for you?
Well, her credit limits. She's 2.5.
Yeah.
Her credit limit's not quite where...
Okay.
The credit card companies have only given her
$5,000
so far.
Yeah. Exactly. And then for next week, what will I be reviewing? I think Paul and I will both be talking definitely about Jersey Boys, the movie, next week. I have not seen the play.
Oh, I love it.
I believe you have. So.
Yes, three times I've seen it. It's fantastic.
Well,
it's
Frank
great.
Saw it, too. He loved it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, but that's what we should be back with next week.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And there's Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Oh, see, this is bizarre with, like, no wrap-up.
Yeah, we don't have any music.
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's music. Entertainment, whatever we want to say.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Thank you, Colin. All right. Brought to you by Oric and the Oric Home Care Centers all over the St. Louis area. I believe, well, I probably shouldn't say this. I know there's one on Lindbergh over there, right near where I live. I've seen it. Go on in there, or any of the ones around the St. Louis area. Oric proudly presents Colin, and he'll be back on Tuesday, right? All right, so there you go. We need a break.
Yes.
Let's do that. We'll come back with some more. Bill Clavel in for Frank Opinion here on this Friday afternoon, this Friday the 13th. We'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here is a look at traffic in... The man to give it to you is Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right. Thanks, Dan. They've cleared the accident westbound 44 after Jefferson, so everything is thinned out there as it has on southbound 55. They've also cleared an accident on westbound 5564 at the Poplar Street Bridge. You're still slow, though, from 3rd Street up to the Poplar. If you're traveling northbound 270 north of Dorset, they had an accident. It's off on the right shoulder now, but it was blocking some lanes. Traffic pretty well jammed up to Page, making its way north. It's about midway between Dorset and Highway 70. Baseball traffic coming in. Eastbound 40 jams up from Clarkson through Highway 270. You're slow again. McKnight in through Big Bend. On westbound 40, the usual slowdowns there. Kings Highway through McCausland. You'll find it heavy from Ballas out through Mason, then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. It's crawling there. Southbound 270, heavy at Olive. Heavy again down at Manchester through Doherty Ferry. We've got an accident Highway 100 at Pond. They've just cleared an accident on westbound Manchester at 141, but now we've got a new accident in Manchester at Mason Road. That's causing major delays there. And it does look like on westbound 44, things are starting to get a little bit heavy now. All that traffic making its way through Laclede Station, Elm, and to Berry Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Check out $5.99 burgers at Applebee's every Monday after 4 p.m. $5.99 will get you any of their delicious burgers with fries. Only at Applebee's and only on Mondays. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 18th at 8.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on Salt Lake City on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional, and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. I want to talk to you about real estate. I just helped a lady who had 12 late pays get her home. I just helped a couple relocate with 2 late pays get a home. I just helped a man who had not been able to sell his home for 2 years get it sold for more than he thought. If you're buying or selling and you want to be a success story, you call me. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Terry Hall, the best name in real estate.
Goodness, ABC? Poison Arrow?
Poison Arrow.
That's the name of the song.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Look of Love.
Look of Love. When your world is this ABC, though?
Yes. I'm so excited.
I haven't heard this song since I played it in college radio.
He gets so excited at like the smallest little things. I wish I could be more like that. It takes a lot to love you. Bill Cleveland in for Frank on this Friday afternoon. Great to be with you. Did you see the Mercedes-Benz that crashed into the CNN center earlier this morning?
No.
I think about 4 o'clock in the morning. And the crazy thing is, I was just there a week ago. A Mercedes-Benz driving through Atlanta right by, like, was that Centennial Park that it was called? And lost control, smashed right through the window of the CNN center.
Whoa.
Right on the right through the doors. Right. In fact, they showed the picture on I can't remember what news service it was, but so you see the big CNN logo,
yeah.
And then you see this Mercedes-Benz just, you know, right up against it. And they said they have the two people in custody now, and they were smoking marijuana before they had operated the vehicle. They said that was the reason that they smashed it. But it's interesting, a couple of the news services are talking as though the car, the Mercedes-Benz, you know, was like, it came really close to like smashing into the CNN studios.
Was Wolf Blitzer hurt?
It's nowhere, it's really interesting, it's nowhere near where the studios are. When you walk in, it's kind of interesting, there's like a mall area, that's kind of what the CNN center is, I guess. There's like a big food court thing. And then you walk back a little bit, and there's, like I said, you know, like there's the Subway and all the, you know, food eatery places. But then you look up and you see the CNN. You can't even get to the car would have had to go up an escalator, okay, to get anywhere near where the CNN studios are. But it's interesting. You walk in there and you look up, and it's kind of like, you know, we have the mall where we can look at, same kind of deal, except they're looking down about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 stories. And so you can't really see anything. It's just basically office buildings if you go in there. But yes, the car smashed into the about 4 o'clock this morning. So that's not good. Also today, this is Dan may get excited about this. It's little things with me as well. I had a Yoo-Hoo today.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness!
What's the last time?
I never got into Yoo-Hoo.
I had not. I was at a store and they had it for like $1. I'm like, you know what? I have not had a Yoo-Hoo in forever, and it was fantastic. And I don't even know exactly what it is. It's not.
It's like a chocolate type.
But it's not milk.
Soda
it's not
type
like
of thing.
Yeah, it's not like chocolate milk. I can't, because you can't have milk on a store. You know, because it wasn't.
Right. No, it's
it's got to be. I don't know exactly what it is, but
chocolate,
you know,
soda.
Is it carbonated?
I don't think of it as soda, though. I mean,
it is like a chocolate type of soda or something.
Yeah, it's a chocolate drink, but I don't know. I guess it's kind of like a soda.
Yeah.
This is a typical American thing. You don't know what it is. Hey, I'll put it in my body.
I don't know. It tastes good.
But it was fantastic. So I had one of those today. And I mentioned last hour that I was going to tell you guys about my brother got married, which is so bizarre. Now, you're married. Your sibling married as well?
Yes. They are both. My younger sister got married last year.
Did she get married before? Oh, so she would have got married after.
Right.
It's very interesting because my brother, who he lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's really strange because when we were growing up, And you guys, I think you guys have both met my brother. He's, you know, I'm 5'7".
Yeah, I know
your brother. 5'7" if I'm standing as straight as I possibly can. My brother is like 6'3", 6'4". You know, he's and he was always very shy. And he as a kid, he would never even go up and order food. Like, you would go like to a fast food place. And Brian, even in his you know, late teens, when he didn't like to go up and ask for, he was always very, very shy. And so now, to sort of see his life transform, he does sales now, he's given speeches and stuff, and then here he is, he's getting married. In fact, at the wedding, honest to God, I think it was the first time I ever saw him kiss a woman. It was really weird. But it was a beautiful ceremony, and it was at the Bellmead Plantation, which is a pretty cool place in Nashville, Tennessee, sort of a historic place. In fact, they had a bunch of rules about things, like, you know, at the end of a ceremony, people will throw, you know, rice, or they'll do different things. They were very limited on what they could do because it was a historic place. They couldn't do a lot of stuff. But it was a really cool, and I hate weddings. I don't like going to weddings. But this was really, really nice. It was very well done. And I showed Ian a video. I'm not going to post this, but my dad, the great Rick Cleveland, and I know he hates when I talk about him on the radio, but that's okay. I'm sitting at a table, and I'm looking at, and my dad gets out on the dance floor. And my dad is in his 60s, okay? He gets out there as though he is an 18-year-old kid, all right? He's throwing his hands up in the air. He's spinning around. I showed you the video.
Right.
I mean, it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. So I decided at this point, and you guys know me. You guys know I'm very stiff, and I don't drink, and so it's very hard for me to relax and to do anything. So I thought at this point, like, you know, I have to. It's my brother's wedding. These only come around once in a while, right? These special events.
Weddings only come around for somebody once or three or four times.
Okay, most people. So I thought, I'm gonna go and dance. So I get out there, and I'm just trying to fit in, right? And I know I'm not doing much of anything, but something happened when I was on the dance floor, and in the back of my mind, it just clicked, and I just thought, you know what? The hell with this. And I just lit loose, and I went to town. And
oh,
I was,
man.
I
what
was
does that look like?
Shaking my groove thing. We've got photographs of it. But at one point, all of the bridesmaids were surrounding me. Like, I'm in it, and they're circling me. And honest to God, it's all a blur now. And I wasn't drinking. It was just, I'm throwing my hands up in the air, and I'm spinning around, and I loved it. It was like the greatest thing. And afterwards, I walked off the dance floor just drenched in sweat, and my brother's friend who was there, who always gives me a hard time, he's always given me a hard time. When I walked off the dance floor, he put out his hand, and he said, I got to tell you, he goes, that was the most impressive thing I've seen since I've been here this entire trip. And he was totally sincere, and I was so happy that for maybe the first time in my entire life, I felt comfortable to dance, because I don't know. You dance probably when you have a couple of beers or something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, dances.
Yeah,
dance.
No, I.
But do
I
you have
some
to,
of our trips? But, he's been like.
Yeah, but do you have
like
to have a, little, a couple
Travolta.
Of drinks, or do you just go to town?
No, yeah, that usually helps, I think.
See, and I think that's the big thing, and we've talked about this before. I don't
brings down your inhibitions
exactly,
a bit.
Exactly. But it didn't matter, and I was so proud of myself. So proud of myself. And I just, you know, I wish that there had been video. There are some photographs, I guess, we could post for proof. But
girls love a guy that can dance.
Show off.
I don't need any.
Rhythm.
I don't need any. No, not show off. Just go out and dance. They
well,
just
yeah,
like
they
a guy
see,
that'll go
right,
out and dance.
Yeah.
Comfortable
they,
enough to get out there and do.
I don't
whatever.
Need any drinks to go out and dance.
Well,
just
yeah.
Go out and
well,
dance.
You're just like not. You know, you're not a typical case study here. When you kind of
you come naturally buzzed.
I did the Imperial with.
But it was a great wedding.
You danced with your sister.
Yes, I danced with my sister. Won a trophy with my sister, and
a trophy.
Yeah, we were in a dance contest.
Oh my! You're like the Osmonds or something.
At the 94th Aero Squadron.
Yeah, you were dressed as Superman, right?
Superman. Yeah,
and was she Lois Lane?
Yeah, she was Lois Lane. That was a great.
Was that before or after your mom hit you with a phone? When did that? Was that?
That was after my mom hit me with the phone.
One day we'll tell the Dan Strauss story. All the fun little tidbits.
That was just an F bomb that blurted out of my mouth while my mom was on the phone with someone.
He said one day we would tell it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe when Paul's here, you can tell it. How about that?
All right.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got some more things. Next hour, we'll do a little TV trivia. Give you a chance to win some stuff, and then we'll have Mike Evans as well on this Friday the 13th.
And what is it? The honeymoon?
That's right.
Honeymoon to full moon tonight.
All right. So look out, everybody. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
And we're going to look at traffic now. Here's Timothy Weiland.
So when the moon goes down, are we going to say the honeymoon is over?
Yes.
Hey.
Hello.
Wow.
Hey, Tim's here all week. Try the veal.
Yeah, right. All right, we've got a couple of accidents to talk about. We've got one on northbound 270. It's north of Dorset. They are blocking the right lane now, and traffic is backed up approaching Dorset. We have a new accident. They cleared one earlier. Now we've got a new one. It's on eastbound 40. Just after Mason, they are blocking the right lane there. Traffic already busy from Clarkson up to Mason, and that's due to baseball traffic coming in. On Highway 100 at Pond, you've got some lane blockage there coming east bar westbound, and traffic is backed up to Highway 109. They're still working with an accident on eastbound Manchester at Mason. Only the center lane was getting through there, and traffic is backed up to Highway 141. Now looking at westbound 70, we are running slow from Jennings Station Road. You're going to find some heavy to stop and go pockets all the way out past the airport to Lindbergh. On southbound 170, things are stacking up from just south of Olive down through Highway 40, and southbound 270, we've just got some slow traffic between Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil, it has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology, and it goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning on Regal Live, we'll preview the United States' first World Cup matchup with former Billiken and national team member Mike Sorber. The local Father of the Year Award winner will join us in studio. Regulars Gail Pennington and David Stokes drop by. And former CIA insider Jack Devine joined us to talk about his new book, Good Hunting. It's McGraw Live, Monday morning, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's nice to know there are people who care more than you expect them to. People who are available to help, even when you don't think they will be. People like your local Health Mart pharmacist. Our pharmacists take the time to get to know you and your family. They know if you have a sick child who's been getting tummy aches, or an ailing grandparent whose arthritis has been getting worse. They'll have answers to your questions and offer helpful advice. They're the faces of community care, because most Health Mart pharmacists don't just work in your community, they live there. They're your neighbors. And that spirit of caring for you and your health is alive and well every day in independently owned Health Mart pharmacies across the country. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you. To find the Health Mart pharmacy nearest you, go to healthmart.com. That's healthmart.com.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Well, they need me when it's late Saturday night. I have my hair bound tight, my baby.
waiting. I thought Dan for sure was going to jump in with a comment about the song, so I thought I'll wait. I'll just let him, and then nothing.
He was happily bopping straight silently back there.
This is like 80s day.
All right, so coming up after 5, we'll have a little some TV trivia. So if you're a television fan, you want to stay tuned. We'll give you a chance to win some goodies. Got some good stuff we'll give you if you are smart enough. Know your TV trivia, so that's coming up after 5, and then we'll have Mike Evans as well. I've been talking a lot about this recent trip that I went on, and one of the things that I did, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got to go on a zip line for the first time. Have you guys done that?
Oh, sure.
Man, that was fun. That was really, really cool.
A handful of times we've done that.
There's a place there called the U.S. National Whitewater Center, and forgive me if I'm wrong in this description, but I believe it's the largest man-made river in the United States. It's huge, and people do whitewater rafting, and it's a really, really cool complex. And so you can do stuff that a lot of the Olympic athletes will go there and train for, a lot of those water activities. And they also have sort of a deal where I don't know exactly what you call it, but you're strapped in, and then you have these ropes, and then you're climbing on stuff. You're about 50 feet up in the air, and you're going through these like obstacle courses and stuff. I did that, and I had the GoPro camera on, which was kind of cool to look back and see that. Unfortunately, I tried to use the GoPro on the zip line, but once they kind of strap you in, you know, things get kind of pushed around or whatever. So I watched.
Wasn't really facing forward.
Well, it was facing forward, but there was something obstructing the view. So you don't see anything, except for me screaming all the way down the zip line thing. But man, that was really, really, really cool. So I did that for lots of new experiences all of a sudden. I don't know.
Dancing, ziplining,
a new beginning.
Man, you've gone crazy.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
It's out of control. So I did that. A couple other places I went. I don't know if I've chatted about it on the air. Savannah, Georgia was really, really cool. Either of you been to Savannah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Man, it was beautiful. Now, did you go and see all of the little squares? I think there's like 22 squares.
We started. I don't know if we made it through them all, but we started at the big park at the end of the city. I can't remember what it's the name of it, but we made it through maybe 10 or 12 of them. And saw they filmed the scene for the Forrest Gump at one of the squares. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that.
And the little church where the feather, I guess, flew off at the start of the movie. Forrest Gump.
We went to a couple really neat cemeteries too. They have some old
cemeteries. You're a cemetery guy, aren't you?
That Spanish moss hanging from the trees. Right. Yeah,
just a really, really cool place. And people were incredibly friendly. Everybody was really, really nice when I was there. And the only problem I had with Savannah, I tried to take pictures of some of the houses, but there were so many trees, you couldn't really get a great shot of a lot of the homes because there are trees everywhere. But it was a really, really neat place and a lot of good stuff. Getting ready to go to Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin in a week or so. A man on the move. I can't sit still. Coming up after 5, we'll do some TV trivia, and we'll have the great Mike Evans from Hollywood. That's all on the way. It's 5 o'clock at KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.